So let's get into today's topic. I'm going to talk about the Persian language. It's sometimes known as Farsi, but I'm going to call it Persian. Persian is a language that is widely spoken in parts of the Middle East and in Central Asia, and it has a long history stretching back thousands of years, with a few different stages along the way. The Persian language originated in southwestern Persia. Wait, I don't see Persia on this map right here. Oh, that's right. Today, Persia is known as Iran. Persian is the one official language of Iran, and it is the native language of about half of Iranians. The statistics actually range from about 45 to 55%, but I'm going to say half, and that makes it 38.5 million people. But virtually all other Iranians can speak Persian as a second language as well. Persian is also an official language in two other countries, but you might not know that because they refer to the language by different names in those places. In Afghanistan, the language is referred to as Dari for political reasons, but speakers of Dari Persian themselves often call their language Farsi. It's actually really hard to get reliable statistics about Afghanistan, but most sources seem to say that it is spoken by 25 to 30% of the population in Afghanistan, but it is also widely used as a lingua franca, and pretty much everyone in the country can speak Dari. In Tajikistan, Persian is referred to as Tajik because that's what the Soviet Union conquerors decided to call it. You know how foreign empires like to divide and conquer? No, don't be friends with that powerful country over there. No, you're separate, you're distinct from them. But Tajik Persian is indeed a variety of Persian. It is spoken by 6 million people in Tajikistan and another 1.5 million people in the nearby Central Asian countries, especially in Uzbekistan. Persian is also spoken by about 5 million expatriates around the world, especially in some Middle East countries like Iraq, UAE, Bahrain, places like that, as well as the USA. So let's recap. In Iran, there are about 38.5 million native speakers of Persian. In Afghanistan and Pakistan, there are 11 million native speakers of Dari Persian. In Tajikistan and surrounding areas, there are 7.5 million native speakers of Tajik Persian. And there are about 5 million expats speaking Persian around the world. That comes to a total of 62 million native speakers. But if we include all the second language speakers of Persian who use it as a lingua franca, then the number rises to 110 million speakers around the world. Are Persian, Dari, and Tajik all really the same language? Yes, they are varieties of one single language. They are mutually intelligible, especially among educated speakers, and the formal languages are very close to each other. There are some differences in the casual language, especially in the accent and some of the vocabulary that's used, some of the spelling, things like that. But basically, they are one language and they are mutually intelligible. One difference that I often come across is the loanwords in the different varieties. So in Iran, there are more French loanwords. In Afghanistan, there are more English loanwords. And in Tajikistan, there are more Russian loanwords. Some people who are not so familiar with the Persian language might assume that it's related to the Arabic language because Iran is in the Middle East and is next to Iraq. But actually, Persian is in a totally different language family than the Arabic language. It is in the Indo-European language family. That means that Persian shares historical origins with most of the languages in Europe, including English, as well as the languages of northern India. And most speakers of Indo-European languages find Persian much easier to learn than Arabic because of the grammatical similarity. But it does look like Arabic because, for historical reasons, Persian is usually written in the Arabic script, except in Tajikistan. Let's look at the history. First, there was Old Persian. The oldest known records of Old Persian are in inscriptions dating back to the First Persian Empire. These writings are written in Babylonian cuneiform script, which is one of the oldest writing forms in the world. We have writings like this from various places that were part of the First Persian Empire, including Iran, of course, but also Romania, Armenia, Iraq, Bahrain, Turkey, and Egypt. Next, there was Middle Persian, from about 300 BCE until about 800 CE. Old Persian developed into Middle Persian, which is also known as Pahlavi. We can find Middle Persian mainly in religious texts of the Zoroastrian religion from before the Islamic period. The language was referred to as Parsig or Parsik during this time period because it was the language of the Parsa people. The Persian language entered a mysterious new stage with the Islamic conquest in 651 AD. The following 200 years are referred to by Iranian scholars as two centuries of silence because there is very little, almost no literature available from that time period. We don't know exactly why, but it's possible that it was forbidden to write in the Persian language by the Arab rulers. These two centuries of silence are a kind of transition period from Middle Persian to modern Persian, and Persian was affected by the Arabic language quite a lot during this time. That brings us to modern Persian, or New Persian, around 800 CE. The Persian language was in danger of being lost and replaced by Arabic, but Persia was one of the few places where the Arabic language did not replace the local language. However, Arabic was used by the intellectuals and by the elite, and it definitely had a big impact on the vocabulary of the modern Persian that was emerging. After the end of Arab rule in Persia in the 9th century, the Persian language and culture was once again reinvigorated, and a new period of classic literature and poetry arose. One important piece of literature was Ferdowsi's Shahnameh, the Book of Kings, which is the longest work of epic poetry ever written. It was so influential on future literature and cultural identity that the Persian language today remains relatively unchanged from that time. This one epic poem is a sort of pillar of the Persian language. It is said that Ferdowsi intentionally limited the number of Arabic loanwords used in his epic poem in order to help preserve the integrity of the Persian language. Of course, there still are a significant number of Arabic words in Persian, but not as many as there could have been. During this Persian cultural resurgence, the Persian language and culture impacted a wide geographic area. Persian became the official language of the Seljuk Empire, extending into present-day Turkey, and later was the first official language of the Ottoman Empire. Turkish later became the official language of the Ottoman Empire, but its vocabulary had been very influenced by Arabic and Persian. Persian also spread to the Indian subcontinent, where it was widely spoken until the arrival of the British. Persian has left its influence on a lot of different languages, including a heavy influence on the vocabulary of Urdu, and also some influence on the vocabulary of Turkish. But you can find words of Persian origin in languages as far away as the Malay language in Malaysia. And of course, there are English words that are of Persian origin. Some of them came directly into English from Persian, but most of them came indirectly into English via a different language. Bazaar, bronze, jackal, kiosk, lemon, mogul, mummy, pajama, scarlet, serendipity, shawl, tulip, turban, typhoon, khaki, caravan, paradise. The word checkmate actually comes from shahmat, which means the king is dead. And maybe tiger, though that one is disputed. Learning Persian is a great idea because you will be able to speak with 110 million Persian speakers around the world, but it also gives you access to a rich history of literature and insight into a culture that has had a big impact on the world. And if you ever decide to learn Arabic in the future after learning Persian, then you'll already know a lot of Arabic words from Persian. Thank you for watching the LangFocus channel. I hope that was educational. If you have any comments, write them down below and have a nice day.